wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Former President Trump will be spending a lot of time in court in the next few weeks and months, says CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Trump and his co-defendants, including his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, are expected to face arraignment in early September in Fulton County. But in the meantime, a flurry of other hearings spanning from Georgia to Washington. Monday, D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan is expected to set a trial date for special counsel Jack Smith's 2020 election conspiracy case against Trump. Smith requested a trial date of January 2nd, 2024. Trump wants it in April 2026.
Four astronauts, all from different countries, are on their way now to the International Space Station. SpaceX and NASA teamed up to launch them early this morning. NASA commercial crew manager Steve Stitch.
During the crew dry dress, we had an O2 sensor in Dragon that was a little erratic. It's one of five sensors used to measure the O2 as we inject O2 into the cabin and keep that oxygen level right. So we swapped out that sensor, checked that out, and gone into the countdown later on.
The astronauts are replacing four crew members who've been in orbit for 6 months. Tens of thousands of people are expected to gather today in Washington.
60 years ago, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech at the Lincoln Memorial, and that is where a huge crowd is expected today. His daughter Bernice was asked about the need to keep marching for rights that some say should be guaranteed in the Constitution.
I get the tiredness. I understand the tiredness, and I sympathize with the tiredness, but don't give up. I mean, my mother used to always tell me, she said, baby, the darkest hour is always before the dawn.
Organizers of today's event say they want to remind the nation that the survival of American democracy depends on legislative action. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Spain's Football Federation now threatening to take to court the player who says she was kissed on the lips by the organization's president without her consent. The federation says the woman is lying. Samra Hunter is a football journalist in Barcelona.
In response to the statement that Jenny Hermoso put out yesterday, the two actually, because there was one that was put out on her behalf by FootPro, which is the union that represents her, and then she also put out quite a lengthy statement on her own Twitter account. And the federation has said that they are going to pursue legal action against her for those statements.
The phrase Stockholm Syndrome has been part of our language for 50 years now. A half century ago, a failed bank robbery injected the phrase into our culture. The term is used to describe the bond that victims of kidnappings or hostage situations sometimes develop with their own captors. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
If I could...
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A tax evasion case in Wisconsin is shining a light on the ongoing exploitation of marginalized construction workers. More from Mike Mohn.
Gustavo Reyes was sentenced to 18 months in prison after pleading guilty to tax evasion charges. The Department of Justice says Reyes has more than $500,000 in unpaid taxes. Rob Kale of the Construction Business Group says it goes beyond hiding income from the IRS. Reyes was considered a labor broker who served as a middleman between larger project contractors and those hired to work on sites. Kell notes that Reyes's actions align with bad actors in the industry.
In the facts of this case, what they do is they'll just create multiple LLCs to keep evading tax collection. They will label every single person working for them, who clearly are their employees, but they'll label them all as independent contractors.
He says workers become exploited in the process because they're paid in cash and are excluded from full wages and benefits, and many are migrant workers fearful of speaking up. Unions say payroll fraud convictions for the trades are rare in Wisconsin. Kale acknowledges not all agencies have investigative resources, but he hopes the sentencing creates more awareness. Bert Johnson of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters says the outcome should serve as a wake-up call to the industry as well.
The people at the very top making decisions about how the workers are going to be treated on their projects those are the people who need to pay attention to this case.
Cal says it's not just the workers who suffer. He says firms that follow the rules are outbid for projects, while also noting that taxpayers eventually feel the pain. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
August 26th, 2023. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodore Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. Theodore Yeoman's, as many of you may know, was an alumnus of the great Carroll University, and Carroll University is well represented with today's guest. One of two guests, our Carroll's athletic director, Michael Shulist. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Doing well, Don. Appreciate being here. Thanks for having
me. That's great. And our beloved Waukesha South Blackshirt Nation is, of course, well represented. His third tour of duty here at This Week in Waukesha, vice principal and athletic director, Dan Schreier. Hi, Dan. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Seeing a lot of each other these last couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good thing, right?
It sure is. So, and, you know, Dan, credit to you. It was quite the festival atmosphere at Ken Halab Stadium last night. I don't know if you had anything to do with the change in the weather. It went from really cloudy day to suddenly the heavens opening up and beautiful sunshine. It was alumni night. Tenney Avenue was closed off for in favor of Alumni Row, a great party for the alumni. The Bunny Blues Band was playing, made up of South students, to entertain the old-timers, if you will. The South Marching Band killed it, as did our cheerleaders and dance team. And our beloved Blackshirts took the ball in the opening series and marched all the way down the field with a 10-yard touchdown from Hector Carranza to Tyler Thrill-Williams. And unfortunately, the wheels came off after that, and our Blackshirts fell pretty hard to the well-traveled Panthers of Ellsworth, 48-6. But other than that, how did you view? I thought it was a great night.
Tough game. I thought the start was awesome. But yeah, I was connecting with our admin team afterwards, and the student section I thought was awesome. The
was Hawaiian night.
Were great. Yep. The band's been working really hard. We're really excited. They host a big marching band competition in a few weeks.
September 23rd, March Fest.
Yeah.
The oldest marching band competition in the state.
Yep, and the second largest. And the dance team, they're hoping to qualify for nationals this year. I thought they were awesome. So
fantastic.
It's a really good community night.
Sure.
Excited. I didn't have anything to do with the weather, but
the
it was,
dance team was
awesome.
minus Meredith Marks, who was had to fill in his drum major for the marching band. So it's great to see our multifaceted students filling in when they can. So, but hey, in other local football news, South was not the only one to take a really hard beating last night. Catholic Memorial also got thrashed in their home opener to Marquette. And, Ellsworth is a great team where they are. They only had one loss last year in the regular season. Catholic Memorial's put some real ringers. I mean, they lost the first game to Franklin.
Yep.
And even though they misspell their nickname Sabres wrong, in my opinion, they are a great football program. I'm sure Coach Buddha at Carroll's taken a look at some Franklin players over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. Franklin, so, yep. Their whole athletic program down there is solid. So anytime you get a kid from Franklin, it's a good thing for any university, really.
Yeah, so it's credit to the two schools that they didn't put any patsies in their non-conference schedule. You know, I'm sure Ellsworth was looking to visit with some other Classic 8 teams, and we were the only ones, with the chutzpah to take them on.
Yeah, for sure. And it's only a 1 year thing. We have next year's schedule all lined up and 2025 all lined up. But certainly excited to get a game. And I thought, again, we came out really strong. That pass from Hector to Tyler was awesome.
It sure was.
But then we certainly saw some challenges after that.
Yeah, there were some bright moments throughout the game. Some good passes and catch. Good, great defense. I thought in the first half, the first quarter.
Sure.
And the punter Aiden Urban, he's got some hang time.
He sure does. So he's got a leg.
There's some bright takeaways that hopefully they can use as they go into the Classic 8 in their final season. Other news: West won last night against Madison Memorial to even their record. And then congrats to the 2-0 North Stars of Waukesha North after beating Burlington 35-17 last night.
Yeah, there AD and I were exchanging texts yesterday.
Carl Anderson.
Pretty excited. Yeah, 2-0 to start the year. Congrats to them on their big win.
So that should be that's going to be the last game of the season. North comes to South, so that should be a lot of fun.
Homecoming night for us. So
sure. And another big night coming up that Mike can tell us about is on September 9th, Carroll's home opener. It's an evening 6 p.m. start.
Yeah, 6 p.m. It's the second annual Quick Trip Glazer Bowl, playing our rivals, the Brightdown 94 Wisconsin Lutheran. Looking forward to that night. We have the dreaded first week bye within the college landscape schedule, so all 130 of our football players plus the coaching staff are chomping at the bit to get out there. But looking forward to hosting Wisconsin Lutheran. We'll have a big donut Glazer Bowl on the line.
Nice.
Quick Trip sponsors a whole table of donuts for the winning team after. We were fortunate to go down to Wisconsin Lutheran last year. Had a solid win down at their place, and Piles were able to put down some Glazers after. So hoping to do that again in a few weeks.
I think that's awesome. What a great tradition that you guys have started there. Yeah. And, one of many of the accolades that you've been around in your 5 years with Carroll Athletics, and a lot of people associate their success in different sports to a lot of the leadership you provided as the athletic director. Is some of that just, good luck and good timing on your part, or can you say that you've had a hand in?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely both ways. I'd be remiss if I didn't credit, President Cindy Nattinger and other vice presidents, because it really starts from the top down, able to provide some resources to help get us going. I've been very honest and open about, when we joined the CCAW in 2016, we didn't have, the setup to be able to compete in what my opinion is one of the best two Division III conferences in the country, CCAW and the WEAC, which is obviously the state league in the state of Wisconsin. And it's taken us, 4 or 5 years to try to find our footing. And these last 2 years, you started to see us, Carroll, make headway within the CCAW. Started with women's lacrosse, taking the conference championship in 19. You've seen football elevate from, one of the bottom two teams to now, one of the top, one of the four teams. And this year, Coach Buddha and his crew are going to be making a push to see if they can get into that top three. Women's basketball, Coach Schultz, they've been top three these last two years. So you're starting to see a lot of progress, and I'm excited for this year to, see where we go. But it's definitely been, there's always luck in play with injuries and health.
Sure.
Steve Staub, who's Waukesha, proud. I know his sons and daughters go to
Steve's
South.
Booster Club. Yeah,
he does a great job with his AT crew, keeping our student athletes healthy. So there's definitely some luck involved, but it's also some direction, and I could take maybe a little bit of credit, but again, I'd be remiss to not pass that credit over to President Nattinger, just to really give us the support and resources we need to make these strides.
Sure, that's terrific. And I'm gonna put a pin in my discussion with athletic directors just for a second. There's a sustainability fair going on today, and I just wanted to let everyone know right away. It starts right after this show at 9:30 at the Retzer Nature Center. And my good friends at Alaska Fresh, who are exhibiting at the farmer's market for the first time this summer, if you love salmon, you have to go visit them. But they are also doing free showings of A Place Like No Other. It's a documentary about Alaska, its wilds, and climate change. So this is a kid and adult-friendly event. Everyone should take part. There are several sustainable companies and organizations participating in this fair. It goes from like 9:30 until 3 p.m. So if you're out of things to do today, definitely head over to Retzer Nature Center. So, hey, we don't have a crop report from the farmer's market today. I know Anastasia's pretty upset about that. Johnny,
I'm devastated.
Yeah, so Johnny, you know, all the gear he needs has not been returned. I guess it was utilized for the pre-debate coverage. And some of our civic media comrades in Madison didn't return. I think it went back to Madison. So Johnny is a man without a country this morning, but it looks like good weather. Maybe we'll get a little rain, but it should be an active farmer's market. So it's good Johnny gets a morning off, you know, let him sleep in a little bit.
He earned it after his hard work last night. So,
last night, and then, yeah, and Johnny's going to join me tomorrow. We're going to do a mock broadcast. It won't be public, just to kind of get our sea legs around. Carroll football's got their last inter-squad scrimmage before the season starts, so Johnny and I are going to head over there. So we're really excited about that. So, but back 3 minutes for the break. I want to get back here to Mike and Dan. And I saw Dan and doing a little research, but I know we've got quite experience. You know, I should know a lot about you in the time you've been involved. But I learned recently one of your monikers is Dan the Iron Man.
Yep.
And you, how many Ironman events have you competed in?
I've done four, and I'm signed up for September 10th in Madison. So this will be hopefully my fifth finish.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Did you run in high school?
I didn't. Okay. I was a tennis player in high school, but went to college and was looking for, you know, something to stay in shape.
At UW-Madison.
Right? Yeah, I was at UW-Madison and started running and just loved it and did my first 8K my sophomore year of high school, or of sure. college, and a couple days later signed up for a marathon and have been running ever since. Yeah. So
and I, you know, I was at Minooka Park. There was the they have the beer garden there, and I was with all of my daughter's softball parents, and you know they can put them down, let me tell you. But that's another story. But who do I see but Dan Schreier and several members of the faculty after a run?
Yep.
And they rewarded themselves with a, you know, with a an adult beverage after probably running 5 miles in Minooka or something like that, right?
Yep. We have a teaching crew that goes out pretty often, but it's also really nice. Like I ran with the cross country boys last week Tuesday, and I'll run with the girls team every once in a while. I did a track workout last year with the guys team. So
nice.
Just getting out and being able to run with the kids is fun too. But yeah, we have a teacher crew that runs two or three. Well, depends.
That's
could be
great.
Once a week or a couple times a week, depending on what's going on. So
sounds great. So Mike, how about, we have a minute left for the break, but, what sports did you play at Whitnall High School?
I was a 3-sport athlete at Whitnall, soccer, basketball, baseball.
Nice.
Had some success. We won one of only 3 conference championships in soccer while I was there.
Wow, that's great.
Had a state run in baseball. A gentleman that was a year older than me was actually drafted by the Rangers.
Fantastic.
So yeah.
Oh wow.
Was we had some success, and then basketball my senior year we went 22-3 with 2 losses to Eisenhower, and then
loss
in the sectional final to. Rest in peace, Luke Coleman.
When we come back to from the break, more on Mike Shulis and Dan Schreier and their own athletic careers before becoming ADs at South and Carroll when This Week in Waukesha returns. Do not go away.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here, and Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
I could see a scenario where Trump squeaks by again. Will people on the left be willing to accept that?
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 71 today under overcast skies. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows level off around 58. Sunny skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 73. Mainly sunny skies and calm Monday with daytime highs approaching 78. 76, chance for scattered showers Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This week in Waukesha, and this is Revolution by the Beatles, one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite bands. And speaking of revolution, this week marks the 101st anniversary of the assassination of Irish freedom fighter Michael Collins, whose legacy still inspires people everywhere. My godmother is a cousin of Michael Collins and the Collins family, and some great history, too. For those of you looking for young and old, looking for some great reads, read The Man Who Made Ireland by Tim Pat Coogan. I have a signed copy, so you can't borrow mine. But, you know, Dan Schreier's a math teacher. You'll appreciate Michael Collins was a genius with numbers, which made him effective as a leader of counterintelligence and military. And when the Israelis were fighting for their homeland, Yitzhak Rabin, a future prime minister when he was an officer on the Haganah. His code name was Mikhail after Michael Collins. So he was being studied by other armies from around the world. So, but, you know, speaking of revolution, I mean, sports, you know, both of you have a sports background, which explains why you're ADs. And yeah, to me, sports was also kind of a form of revolution. If there were things that, you know, upset you, that this was your great, this was your outlet to express, maybe a lot of pent-up rage, anger, frustration, but as well as being a part of something and challenging, taking things on. Is that how you would approach sports too?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to look at it. You know, we see a ton of challenges at South High School, but it's one thing to get beaten down by those challenges, and it's another to, you know, think strategically, like use that math background of proof and logic to figure out ways to beat the system as it is and try to find ways to celebrate students, celebrate athletes, and still find victories for all the challenges that we've had. There have been some really cool moments and cool wins the last 3 years, and I think we're setting us up for some success to come in the future. But as Mike said earlier, you know, I think you said it took 4 or 5 years. I think it can take a lot of time, and we're building and hoping to get there soon.
Sure, sure. You know, as Mike was reflecting on his high school athletic career, it was a lot of, like, how well the team did.
Yeah.
Never any mention of any personal accolades, yeah, which was great. And did you play any sports in college at Parkside?
Yeah, so 2 years on the soccer team. Walk-on, wasn't playing much, and left after sophomore year to pursue what I thought at the time was a career in the professional sports world. Picked up an internship with the Brewers.
Saw that, yeah.
And the Wave, and thought that was the direction I wanted to go. But, you know, as you go through those internships, you realize, you know, some things, your direction of where you want to go in your life. And I miss dearly the interaction with teammates and, you know, that culture that's within a program. So I was fortunate, right after college to find a GA graduate internship with Carroll in the soccer program with, at the time, the head coach was Rick Mobley in sports information. And I found that niche again, that love of being a part of that community with your teammates, and, you know, giving back to that student athlete experience is what makes that so special.
Yeah, that's well spoken. I really appreciate you sharing that, Mike. And, you know, Dan had reminded me too that, you know, in addition to sports, is a kind of war game, even if it's something like track or tennis where it's just you. A lot of times you're competing against yourself.
Yeah.
And your own self-doubts and fears. And but there's also moments for grace and sportsmanship, and you were reminded of something one of the seniors did in the first week game at Milwaukee Lutheran. Could you share that with us?
Honestly, like, brought me to tears. It's been a challenging few months and years, as you know, you've been a part of it and been on, you know, been at many games and been at the school for a variety of events. But as challenging as yesterday was, week one, we had a great win against Milwaukee Lutheran. It was awesome to see the seniors, I thought, really stepped up. But one of the defining moments that I've seen in the last 3 years in the game, our senior Evan Stout, big fourth down. The score was 22-12, the fourth and five. Hector rolled out, found Evan to pick up the first down and kind of seal the game, but there was still time to play. But the part that really spoke to me, and I think just speaks to the character of Evan and the great seniors that we have, is Evan caught the first down, immediately ran off the field, and went up to the coaching staff. And there's a senior who's put in a ton of time. He plays receiver.
Great kid, great family.
Yep. He plays receiver behind some really good receivers that we have, just a great receiving crew. And Evan came off the field and immediately said, like, we need to get him into the game. It was his first offensive snap, and to make a big play like that, and your first thought to be like, how do we support other kids on the team? And sure enough, the first play after, we took a timeout right after that. First play after, Isaiah Dunlap ran to David's side. David picked up a big block and scored the game-winning touchdown, and just a really cool moment.
And because of David, Isaiah went in pretty much untouched.
Yep, so, absolutely. So moment. to be there for that moment and to be in when we score the final touchdown of the game, I think it just was a really cool thing for Evan to do, and to be thinking just selfless to think about somebody else other than himself after a huge play.
Yeah. So full disclosure, Evan's my son, but I can't take credit for any of that parenting. Yeah. He's a great kid.
I called Melissa afterwards and just said, you know, what a great job you guys have done. And it shows in what Evan does every day. So
well, again, I think most of that credit goes to Melissa. Yeah. So I don't know if I would have been selfless enough to say, you know, hey, throw the next pass to me.
Yeah,
I got you the first down. So that's terrific. You know, and Mike, at the college level too, and we have a minute before the break, you know, you witness these with some of your student athletes for sure.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the student athletes, I tell this to everybody, it's amazing, you know, watching them come in as freshmen, you know, just out of high school and develop to be just outstanding young men and women, you know, over their 4 years is amazing. And then one of my favorite parts of my job, you know, is connecting with these student athletes while they're, you know, in college, and then continuing their relationship with them out of college, seeing them become successful in business or whatever their career is, raising families. It's, you know, it's what it's about.
Sure is. Sounds great. So more to come with our two athletic directors at South and Carroll when This Week in Waukesha continues. Don't go away. My guest next Saturday is Stephanie Bloomingdale of AFL-CIO for Labor Day weekend. So don't go away. You tell me it's
the institution. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge in Washington is expected to set a trial date Monday in the election conspiracy case against former President Trump. Former public defender Lucius Outlaw.
It sets the schedule for when motions are due, and for each side, it sets the pace and the course of preparing for trial.
Endurance ascends, an international crew destined for the International Space Station. stage one.
Four astronauts from four different countries were launched this morning to the International Space Station. Officials in Maui have released a list of people who are still unaccounted for after wildfires destroyed a large part of the town of Lahaina. Police Chief John Pelletier.
We don't want to take somebody off too quickly. We have no problem adding somebody on, but we want to just make sure that we get it right.
The initial list was 388 names long, but more than 100 people or their relatives have now come forward to say they're safe. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Because the inmate was in their care and ingested drugs and died, they've been charged. Two Waukesha County jail staff members are facing charges in connection with the in-custody death of Randy Glenn Jr. at the jail in January. He was found unresponsive the day after his arrest. It was revealed that he had ingested plastic bags containing cocaine and fentanyl before or after his arrest. Both Nurse Deborah Link and Lieutenant Joanna Grace are charged with abusing a resident of a penal facility. In a statement, the sheriff's office expressed their disappointment with the charges. Spotting squads in Waukesha may soon be more difficult. Over the next few months, you'll start to see a new look to the city squads. They'll be becoming all black. They'll also start to incorporate new technology like updated lighting elements and other enhancements. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Whether it's a picnic in the park or a cool, easy dinner when it's too hot to cook, sandwiches in summer go together like peanut butter and jelly. And there's no better bread to build your sandwich on than Country Hearth's Dakota Style 12 Grain. Baked the old-fashioned way with whole grains and real honey, Dakota Style 12 Grain bread has the flavor your family will love. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This week in Waukesha, one of my favorite jams, Jailbreak by Thin Lizzy, or as we Irish say, Tin Lizzy. And this is, yeah, when I used to work out, I need to get back in shape, but this would be one of my jams. So, but speaking of Jailbreak, here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, we have our legal advisor, James Centel, has just arrived, and he's getting ready for his show, Morning Cannolis, which comes on next from 9 to 11, and highly encourage all of you to listen, especially in light of what's happened in the world of politics this week. Jim will have lots to discuss. So, but back here in Waukesha, my water report, Waukesha's Fox logo was added to the new water tower this week as the Lake Michigan Water Project nears completion. The transition to Lake Michigan water is expected to occur in mid-September. And to tell us more about it, that Dan Dukniak, the head of our Waukesha Water Utility, who was on earlier this summer, will be my guest on September 9th to tell us about what we need to do to prepare for the transition. We may look to invite Mayor Sean Riley to be a part of that historic broadcast. And as I mentioned before the break, we're also very fortunate. Next Saturday's show will be recorded, but Anastasia, our faithful producer, engineer, will be joining us Tuesday night. We'll be doing a recorded show with Stephanie Bloomingdale, who's the head of the AFL-CIO. And no matter what your opinion is about unions, some may argue that it may be on the rise. There's been quite a few strikes this year. And one of the big reasons has just been the rising cost of living, especially with homes. You know, we've got a lot of, workforce affordability. When I say workforce, I'm thinking of essential workers like teachers, educators, first responders, that they have been priced out of market rate housing. And, wages in general, people can't keep up. And so some are saying there may be a new day for organized labor. And Stephanie Bloomingdale will be discussing with us on Tuesday night. And Kristen Hansen, one of our local political consultants, will also be joining us to talk about registering to vote, making sure you get all that taken care of before the big elections coming up in the next year or two. So, but back here in the studio with Mike Shulis, athletic director at Carroll, and Dan Schreier, athletic director at Waukesha South. Before the break, we were talking about some moments of grace we've seen from our athletes that sports, manifests. And, especially now, like, this is kind of a favorite time of the year for me because school's starting, but so are a lot of different sports. And a really great vision for me was after leaving Ken Holub Stadium, after, very disappointing loss, obviously, really thrashing, if you will, and much of itself, destruction. I'm driving back here to return the equipment to the studio, and I decided to go down Barstow and pass Schneider Stadium. And the lights are on, and I'm thinking, oh, that's cool. Maybe they let some kids jump the fence and play a little touch, and goof around. And now the soccer team at 8:45 was still doing their fall camp. And so now is the expectation that you're out there providing some support, Mike, or at least some of your team members, or the soccer team's pretty much got it covered?
They got it covered. I mean, the only real liability thing on our end is athletic trainers got to be there. So
sure.
I mentioned Steve Staub and his crew earlier, but they're working all hours of the clock to monitor right. and keep the student athletes safe. But yeah, still in fall camp. We open up, soccer actually opens up September 1st, men and women at Schneider Stadium. So they're still running 2-3 days, getting ready for this next weekend. So
that's exciting.
Running all days of the clock out on Schneider.
That's it. So, and I know, and knowing Dan as long as I have too, that you've even in the summer, it's nonstop as an AD. There's really not much time off, except maybe the holidays, correct?
Yeah. I mean, we joke about it, but Waukesha South never sleeps. Ken Holub Stadium is always being used. We had the football game last night, but just like Carroll, we had soccer in the morning, and soccer's getting ready to play today. Our home opener is at JV plays at 9, varsity plays at 11.
Is that here at South?
That's at South.
Fantastic.
So I'm going to head over after the show.
So much going on in the shot today.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, our building, just go, go, go. Just like Steve Staub, our athletic trainer, Caitlin, is running all hours of the day to support the teams. And
Caitlin Weber.
We always have a practice.
Carroll grad.
Play. Yeah.
So terrific. That's great. Mike, I misspoke last night. I had Steve Staub on, Carroll athletic trainer and booster club member and South dad of two in South Athletics. And I misspoke when I said that there were of the 23 teams, athletic teams that Carroll has, that 10 were women. It's actually 12.
I was looking at 12.
So 12
women and 11 men. Yeah, yeah. So, we added bowling. It was our newest sport we added, women's bowling.
Nice.
Going in year 3 now of competing. So that's the one sport that kind of offsets the male-female ratio. But, bowling has been in the emerging landscape of sport within the NCAA landscape for the last few years. So, obviously the long history of bowling in Wisconsin. Headquarters were in Greendale for a long time, I believe.
Oh, really?
I think think they've since recently moved. But
for the state or for national?
National.
Okay. Wow.
Right next to Martin Luther High in Greendale. They had that facility there for a long time. So yeah, it's bowling's kind of a under the radar yet hot sport. You know, with an NCAA landscape, so it was nice to add that sport a few years back.
That is great. So, and I didn't realize one of your, I guess you could say, accolades as athletic director is that you had a hand, and it might have been before you were AD, in the university's purchase of Hartle Field, the historic Hartle Field.
Yep.
And go ahead.
Yeah, so served as essentially the liaison to communication with, helping with communication with the city, the school district, and how that field was going to be utilized. And a big piece of us acquiring that was obviously putting some resources in to make it, you know, what it is right now, but continuing to serve, you know, the youth of Waukesha, which included Waukesha youth football. So we had a lot of conversations with the time. It was Ted Schneider who was the president over there, to make sure that they got what they need. And it's a rarity in Division III to have two turf facilities at a university. So to be able to have that to balance, you know, 23 varsity sports, which eight, if not nine, use those turf fields.
Wow.
It's a big luxury for us to acquire and use that field.
And I always point to Hartle Field as a great example of town-gown relations, because my understanding, you know, Hartle Field was the high school field for what was then Waukesha High School, and I think other teams, you know, a lot of great athletes have competed on that field throughout our proud Wisconsin sports history. And the university bought the field, I believe, for $1 from the city.
Correct.
But the agreement was that there would be some excess in scheduling for our youth sports.
Yep.
Which I've had the honor of broadcasting games at Hartle Field or doing the PA. When I did PA, I kind of broadcast, and some of the refs would were not too happy about that. But I'd always refer to it as the historic Hartle Field. I'd welcome everyone to the historic Hartle Field experience. And again, I thought that was you know, such a great example of town-gown relations, especially coming from a city which had the worst town-gown relations, Evanston, Illinois, for many years. I know that's recently improved. But with Waukesha, and that's why I'm glad you guys are meeting in person for the first time, do you recognize more opportunities for improving that connectivity with Carroll and the city and becoming more of a university city through sports?
100%. And, you know, even though this is the first time I've met, you know, Dan, we've talked often over the last few years. I know he ran into a bind this last year with the track and trying to help him out with the track. So it's one of the great things about, you know, where Carroll has come in the last decade is, you know, within a lot of it is within our facilities, and to be able to give back to the city to be able to use those facilities. I know worked a lot with Kathy Westfall at the Waukesha Y. They use our facilities often over the summer. You know, obviously CMH plays their home football games at Schneider Stadium on Friday night. So
that's right.
You know, even just from the athletics, and this is just athletics I'm talking right now, but it goes obviously beyond that. To be able to find those relationships with the city and the schools is fantastic.
That's terrific. Do we have a caller, Anastasia?
We do have a caller. Greg is here on the line. Are you ready for him?
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm good. And Director Shulis and Coach, I'm happy to be able to talk to you today. Now, Mike, I know Carroll's had to do some construction and whatnot on their pool and beautiful new swimming pool at my alma mater, by the way, Carroll. I haven't been by it yet, and obviously I can't see it, but and you've had to, you know, you had to be creative during that time, right? During that process, and use. So I'm wondered, and I know Waukesha South with their tennis courts, I believe, have, you know, you guys have your tennis courts down for a little bit. I wonder, like, is that an opportunity? I always look for when I'm in Waukesha, I always look for opportunities to cooperate. And so I'm wondering if you guys could talk about that and opportunities that you guys have had to really cooperate with other schools. And by the way, Mike Shulis, I am hoping to get by Carol's pool sometime and see those swimmers. I have some friends who I greet in the breakfast line every morning who are swimmers. So, but could you talk about those opportunities that construction or the demolition could provide?
Sounds terrific. Thanks for the call. Great question, Greg. Mike?
Yeah, Greg, good to hear from you. So, yeah, I can speak specifically to the pool, and really that's a good segue to what we were just talking about. So our natatorium last summer went through some renovations, and often, like a lot of construction projects, there's delays, and we wanted that project to be completed by, you know, late September, early October when our swim program started, and that wasn't the case. So I actually reached out to Waukesha North, and our swim program used the North facility for, I think I want to say a month or month and a half. And that was a big, you know, if we weren't able to use that, I don't know what we would have done. Would have put our swimmers in a big bind. So, you know, as far as to, you know, what Greg said about, you know, utilizing some setbacks to build those relationships was a big deal for us.
Yeah, just to build on that, we've really worked the last couple of years to build relationships with the Park, Rec, and Forestry. And speaking of the tennis courts, Lowell Tennis Courts, they're the North home courts, but they're under construction now. So, you know, we've got a really nice relationship with Catholic Memorial and Waukesha North and the Park, Rec, and Forestry Department. So they're all playing at Higher Park, which is an 18-court facility that helps, you know, spread the wealth and allow for multiple teams to be there. But yeah, as Mike stated earlier, there have been a number of times where, you know, I've reached out for something here or there where we can connect and build a relationship that supports as many people as possible, not just athletically, but, you know, Carol sends tutors to South during the day. We work with them with student teachers in our building, and there's just a number of positive things that relationships can help our students and our student athletes with.
That's terrific. So in the 2 minutes we have before the break, Dan, I'm sure a lot of students come to you about colleges of their choice, especially colleges where they can still compete in athletics. Mm-hmm. And we have had quite a few South graduates make their way up the road to Carroll, including, I have to mention, a brilliant young student, great artist, shortstop and basketball player, James Smith, who will be starting Carroll this fall. And, you know, what are some of your selling points for why kids should stay local and go to a fine, you know, our state's oldest university and a growing university with so many new offerings. What are some of the tips you have for them?
Well, I think, you know, we can reference some of the students that have had success going to Carroll. You know, I've been connecting with Julian Schwartz lately. He's going to speak at our leadership summit in October, who, you know, after some time at Madison, ended up going to Carroll, and, the city is familiar to them. And in that transition to college athletics, there are so many challenges. You know, we see students going to college and seeing athletic or academic challenges in a variety of ways. So, like, having the familiarity of knowing the city, of being close to home, you know, some students don't like that, but a lot of students find success there. And, you know, healthy academic packages also help. You know, if they can find ways to cut down the cost of college, it certainly is a positive.
Sounds great.
But the athletic match, I think, really helps as well, like finding
terrific.
A fit that they can be
so
on.
We're going to go to a quick break, and then for our final segment, more to talk with Dan and Mike, Athletics South and Carroll. Don't go away. This week, Waukesha continues.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 71 this afternoon. Under overcast skies, northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows level off around 58. Highs around 73. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. Mainly clear skies Monday, with daytime highs approaching 78. 76, chance for scattered showers Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. And if you know sports, very few songs motivate you like this one from the Rocky movies. And before I continue with Mike Shulis, athletic director at Carroll, and Dan Schreier, athletic director at South, huge, another great historic announcement. If you go to the farmer's market, you're going to see a exhibit of Franciscans, Franciscan sisters, I believe, do a lot of great charity work. And one of the big things they're promoting is that on Sunday, September 10th, the Catholic community of Waukesha is celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Spanish Mass, 1973 to 2023. There will be a Holy Mass celebrated by Archbishop Jerome Lestecki at the Frame Park Amphitheater. And then activities at the park follow from 1 to 6, which include DJ, live Hispanic music, folkloric dances, taco sale, and much more, food sale from different Latin American countries. So thank you, Debbie, from the Franciscans for sharing this community announcement for me. I think that's a wonderful way to celebrate a special heritage, one of the great faith communities here in our Waukesha community. And another, I guess, should we say, holy matter is that today's the last day of the beer garden at, where's that park again? It's further west. Bear with me a moment here, friends, but I'm sure if you Google Waukesha Beer Gardens, you will find it.
Is it perhaps the Foxbrook Park?
Foxbrook Park, yes. Thank you, Anastasia, well, coming to save the day.
There's also one in Menominee Falls at Menominee Park.
Well, that's not Waukesha, so forget about Menominee Falls.
Foxbrook,
but thank you.
There we go.
Foxbrook, yeah. So, terrific. So, yeah, so much going on today. And the one, you know, before the show ends, I wanted the one serious conversation I wanted to have with Mike and Dan, leaders of the athletic programs at two fine schools, is my observations having children in sports is that what I call, and this is on me, not on you guys, the dumbing of America with the industrialization of our youth sports, which is now a $19 billion industry. And in many ways, it's become the new Jim Crow, that in all the years that at least three of my four children, well, all four of my children have been in sports, I could count maybe on one hand the number of children of color that have either played in the same team or even against them. And you guys are in a leadership position at your respective schools. You know, what can we do to make sports more accessible to our youth, which I think would be a benefit for both of your schools and your programs?
Yeah, this is a huge challenge. Sorry for jumping in, Mike. You know, it's something that we see every day. And when I stepped into the AD role, we didn't have an eighth grade football team. We didn't have an eighth grade girls basketball team. And like, we're seeing what that has meant to our school, you know, two or three years later. So one thing that South is doing is we're getting all our youth sports leaders together for a meeting in September. We're going to not necessarily put everything under an umbrella, but try to figure out who we all need to bring into the conversation to help spread youth sports out to as many people, many students, future students as possible. I just had a conversation last night with Chris Lombardi, who works in the elementary schools at South High School and longtime Waukesha citizen and family, who's really helped kind of develop youth sports and she's helped at the Y for many years, and Nicole Zieroth, who is helping with our youth sports program. They have ideas of how to start some like intramural type clubs back in the elementary schools and middle schools to just start building a sports base that's accessible for all students. Because you're right, the privatization of youth sports is not helping everybody, and that's a problem.
So how about you, Mike?
Yeah, so a few specific things. I mean, I know one thing our coaches at Carroll do, and this is, you know, really low impact, but we offer summer camps, and you'll see a lot of camps at university levels that, you know, they'll charge $300 to $400, you know, a person for a camp. And I think our coaches do a great job keeping those camps specific to the local community, you know, anywhere from $80 to $100 for a week-long camp still. And you see a lot of Waukesha youth that still come through that are able to utilize those camps. But, you know, I agree with you that, you know, the AAU circuit and even club sports, it's, you know, it's all about the dollars, as you mentioned. And, you know, one other specific thing that we're trying to do, this isn't necessarily Waukesha based, but Howard Fuller, if you're familiar with Howard, as a Carroll alum from the 60s, prominent in social justice throughout his life. He has a school named after him, the Howard Fuller Academy in Milwaukee, and we're doing a lot more partnering with him, you know, in the inner cities to bring whatever resources we can from Carroll to those who may not have that access to get some training. I know Taylor Jansen, who was on your show a while back, our new head men's basketball coach, really strives in utilizing his skill set and our players to give back to the community, and we got to keep doing that.
I love that. Yeah, you know, Taylor's players come to La Casa de Esperanza to promote reading and developing reading skills for the youth there. I know that's greatly appreciated. Yep. So that is terrific. And are you also limited by, like, say, NCAA rules or WIA rules in terms of how much you can do to extend yourselves to our youth?
Yeah. The NCAA has got a lot of legislation, you know, around, you know, essentially being equitable with camps. We can't make a private camp, you know, without it being open to essentially everybody, right? Everything's got to be public. So, you know, if we went to, let's say, South and ran a, you know, an ID camp, it really can't just be just for the South students. It's got to be for, you know, everybody to sign up. But there's things to work around. You know, there's a lot more to do, you know, to your point, Don. There's more we can do, you know, specifically from Carroll to help. And that's where relationships with Dan and yourself and others, you know, we're willing to hit the ground running and see whatever we can do to help.
Sounds great. I appreciate that. And just cutting in, that beer garden's actually at Rivers Crossing, goes from 3 to 9. And if everyone brings clean, green, clear, or brown glass to the neighborhood beer garden, the glass will be melted and used to create a gigantic German gherkin at Oktoberfest coming up later. So if you've got nothing to do, check out the Rivers Crossing. So in the less than 2 minutes that we have, guys, what is it you want our listeners, the people of Waukesha, to know about the great things going on in your athletic programs?
I mean, I think high school sports is one of the purest opportunities to just come watch and support kids and have a good, cheap Friday night or Tuesday night. Like, come support our school, support the teams, find out how you can help out, and find a team to root, a local team to root for. There's nothing better than seeing the black shirts win on a Friday night or a Tuesday night. So
sounds great.
Use it as an opportunity to get connected and support the
fantastic
community.
Fantastic. Sounds good. Mike?
Yeah, Don, I'd be remiss if didn't put a little pub in for you and your station being at our home football games this Saturday, home and away, really.
Home
so
and
if you
away,
want to file,
yeah.
pile
and men's
football,
and women's home basketball.
Basketball so. Games this year. That's going to be big for, you know, to get Carroll more connected with the community. A lot of people don't know how good Division III sports are, specifically now with Carroll and the CCIW. You know, bringing the likes of Wheaton, North
Sounds
Central,
great.
Carthage.
Terrific.
It's great. Come
appreciate
on.
It. Mike Shulis, Dan Schreier, Carroll University, Waukesha South, thanks for joining us. Join us next week. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. See ya!
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.